Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building.
Boosie Badass.
It's the boo in the building. You
What's up, sir?
Oh, man, I'm chilling.
We ain't seen you in about, like a year?
About a year.
Yeah, about a year.
Now, I said, when I see Boosie, I'm going to ask him, why wasn't Life After Death Row an album? I done been all through the Atlantic building asking the same question. Why wasn't it an album?
I don't know, man. It's just... Sometimes people don't agree on things, and you know how it go if you dealing with the music industry.
Yeah, I heard they was trying to get you single. They want you a radio record.
Man, you know how they try to do it, and I'm the type of stand up and go against the rules,
right.
Really. But we came to a conclusion, and we getting the album out, so that's what it's about, you know.
Well, you gave us Retaliation. You gave the Breakfast Club. We premiered it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Talk to us about Retaliation, that record.
Retaliation was a record where me and London in the studio, and everybody on London tracks was like
bouncing.
So I just really wanted to see if I could bring a dark side to London music. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, man, I'm going gangsta on any record I go with you. Mm-hmm. You know, because I hear that in his music also. So that was basically me saying I want a hard record in the studio with London, mm-hmm. and he putting it together.
Now when you first,
I'm so good, yeah.
I was going to say, when you first got home, everybody was trying to get these Boosie collaborations. Obviously, you did a lot of work, but you said there was a delay with your album getting done because it was kind of hard for you to get certain...
Right. It's like, you know, when you get beats from certain dudes, when it's time to do the paperwork, you know, people turn to not be solid is what their words are.
Mm-hmm.
Are hard to get in touch with. You know, it's a lot of things. That's why a lot of rappers do in-house producing, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get your album out quicker. You ain't got to, you know.
But there's some songs you couldn't put on there as a result of that?
Yeah. But it didn't hurt. I don't feel like it hurted the album at all. It was just, it's just paperwork, you know. I'm used to telling people, you do this and it happens.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. And with me being in so much in charge of my situation right now, you know, I was blind to how people play games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as, you know, paperwork and things like that, but...
So you thought they was your homies. You thought you could get done with the phone.
Hey, you said you was going to do the song.
That was a swap, you know? Damn, yeah. I thought that was a swap, you know? Paperwork come like, oh, Lord, God damn.
Yeah.
We was getting loaded, it was a swap, you know?
You said you had over 1,000 songs in jail. How much of that did you keep? Because you know, you write on the inside. It's different than when you get outside.
Right. I kept all my music.
Mm.
You know, it might come to a point where that might go in a book. You know, longevity. I never throw nothing away that I wrote.
Or did you record all of the ones you wrote?
No, I haven't recorded all of them. I basically been just recording a lot of music, man. I just released a mixtape with me and my label like a week or two ago, and I'm finna go get this label deal after this deal, you know.
Mm-hmm. How does it
Another
feel?
Deal.
How does it feel like, you know, when I talk to some of the younger, especially East Coast artists, Bobby Shmurda,
yeah.
They say that Boosie is their inspiration, and Boosie is what they grew up on, because, you know, for a long time, like Charlamagne always says, it was hard for the South to come down here. Like, the South wasn't really respected it on the East.
Well, Boosie is like, I got those dudes come up in the trenches. Like, those dudes who really come up in the trenches for so long, I was hitting them, touching them people who a lot of people don't get to hear from.
Mm.
So, I was touching those people who was really going through what I was going through. So, that's why, you know, you'll never see a Boosie showed out not in Baltimore, places like that. And that's up this way. But it was in them trenches where they was getting this music,
right?
And that stuck with a lot of people, and that made people believe in me, you know.
Now let's talk about some of them people you touched, man. One of the most powerful images I remember from the whole Ferguson situation was that group of kids. I don't even know if it was kids. It was just a group of people singing "F the Police."
Yeah.
To a bunch of law enforcement. How did that make you feel?
I made it feel like people finally listening to what I'm saying. You know, I've been talking about police shooting people down. I've been talking about police breaking rules. That
the
song was released in 07.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, people been dying that way. You know, it's just people got phones now. We got technology where we catching all this stuff now. So it's crazy, but it's nothing new that been going on. People been getting killed in my neighborhood.
Do you feel like as a man with a voice, because you've always, you know, talked about social issues in your music, did it make you want to do more of that? Because you realize the influence you had.
Yeah. As soon as I did that, I went and made a song. I made a couple songs, and by me making those songs, sometimes it backlashes on me. You know, I went to one concert. It was like, don't sing. The police, like, don't sing that damn song.
The police told me that.
Yeah, police, like,
don't. He was like, no, bro.
I was like, you know, no, I'm on parole. No, I won't sing it tonight, you know? So, but now, yeah, lately, when I introduce it, I let them know it's not for all the police, man. It's just for the police who violate, man, and really getting away with violating. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's basically on. I didn't feel really no way about it except I was just being heard again.
Do you think that song caused a lot of your legal issues though?
Yeah, I think, hell yeah. That was stupid. If I was in that position right now, I wouldn't have made that song. Mm-hmm. At the point, I was just mad about harassment, being harassed by police. You know, they was throwing me out, like really, really putting it to me, and I went on there and just said, F the police, F everybody, F. I said, you know, and that turned them up, man.
You also moved to Atlanta. Did you feel like you had to leave Baton Rouge? And
well, when I came home, the first time I came home, I was switching my papers in,
right.
My parole in. I wasn't finna live in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I live in Atlanta, you know, everybody drive Rolls Royces. Like, they respect superstars, mm-hmm. You know. I'm not a target out there, like Louisiana, you know. No, don't nobody have no hatred towards me, you know. Like, mm-hmm. It's where I need to be, you know. Like, most of the time, you gonna fall in your own city. You know? Mm-hmm. That's
how
I feel.
You still go home though, right?
Oh yeah, I go home. Yeah. Like, I go visit, go check up down there with my grandmother or something. But I don't really be down there at all. I be traveling on the road or anything.
Last time you came up here, you were talking about that. You know, you weren't really learning how to use the phones and the Instagram.
Oh,
and
I'm a pro now.
Did you
He's a pro.
It,
it didn't take long.
Yeah, I'm a pro.
You ain't getting no p- off social media yet.
Oh,
though.
Man.
Yes, he has.
I love Instagram, yeah. Oh, man.
You made any babies since you came home?
No, I ain't made no babies since I've been home, but I'm going to get my sperm froze because I think I want some twins now. I just got to find the right girl and make my twins and
why
put
do you
them
have
in.
To freeze
man,
your sperm
you need to
for
make
that.
That part of your album
no,
campaign,
because,
man.
No, because you have like when you look at the thing and you jack off or whatever and they have your sperm.
Yeah.
They got to have your sperm to separate it to put it in her
ovaries
to make the twins.
Oh, they can just make twins like
yeah,
that?
You can make the eye color.
I didn't know you could do all that.
Oh, yeah, you can make
you
the,
can build
the
a baby,
the,
man.
The
yeah,
eye color.
Why you want twins so bad?
Because I don't have twins. I have seven kids and
seven
no twins.
Kids.
Nine?
So you might as well go for triplets, make it an even 10, man. Why stop at nine, Boosie?
It's crazy, Boosie.
And you said you have five mothers with five different personalities.
Right.
At one point, I feel like you were going to do a show or something.
No, they were going to do
a show. Oh, without you?
Yeah.
So what happened with
that? I was in prison. I don't know. I was in prison. I just seen people sending me all kind of stuff about your baby mama got a reality show. So, you know, I wasn't knocking it, but I wasn't going to be on the show, like, right. Supporting it like that. But, you know, anybody trying to get their money, go for it.
So when you came home, you was like, look, I'm getting this show money now. I ain't going to be no reality TV.
I ain't stepping their business. Okay. I ain't stepping their business at all. You know, people reached out to me like, would I be in the show? I was like, no, mm-hmm. But I'm not filing no papers on
right.
it or nothing
do
like
you.
That. You know? Do
everybody
you.
Gets along now, though?
Yeah, everybody get along.
Okay, good job.
Now, you were on Young Thug's mixtape, Bar to Six.
Yeah.
Did you know the name of the mixtape before you did it, or would you have done it, or it didn't matter?
Nah, I don't get in people mixed, mm-hmm. You know. If it's a nice business move for me, you know, I'm gonna get on it. Especially if I ain't tied too close to one. Like mm-hmm. If you ain't my, you know, put a lookout for me in my mama situation or something like that, I don't involve it. This is just rap business to me, you know.
Right.
It wouldn't matter what it is, you know. If I like the song, I'm gonna get on the record.
No. You are a voice of the people. How hard is it having money? but trying to relate to people who don't?
I don't really think it's hard having money. I just feel like most stuff come with it, but it's way harder broke, man. it's way in the head. I know how it feel, man. It's way in the head harder broke. Money can make you smile when even things make you pissed off. You know, that's what we call splurging. That's what we call, you know, taking care of ourselves, enjoying ourselves, you know. Somebody pissed me off, you know, go put a rock in my ear, or take my daughter on a $20,000 shopping spree.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that for your daughter, chump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm put this on IG and let you look at this.
That'll make them sick.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you are, like, they look at you to speak for the streets. So when they see you with so much bread, they be like, ah, man, he ain't speaking for us no more.
Nah, I really feel like, you know, I always been a flashy dude. Like, mm-hmm. Always been, even, I just been a flashy ass. My whole life.
And it's inspirational come up for that. People. If they're...
And that's how I feel like. Right. I feel like if people see this ghetto kid with all this on, man, I could do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and now they dreaming bigger than what society wants them to dream. You know what I'm saying? You looking at me, you like, God damn, if he made it, I know I can make it. You know? You heard what he rap about? Damn. I saw that yesterday. I can make it. So I don't look at it like it's something they can't have. I look at it as something, you know, they can one day be.
Now, did Webby invite you to his baptism?
No, I didn't make it.
How you ain't go to that man baptism?
Why
now,
did you go?
Man, I ain't know, man. They called me. I got a group text. I got a group text.
Said, Webby done gave himself to the Lord.
Webby getting baptized. I thought they was playing, man. Right? I saw it on the thing, man. I said, oh, man, I got to post this, man. My boy trying to shake back, man.
Webby didn't even take off his watch. He didn't take off no
the
jewelry.
The bandana. That's women, man.
There's never been a time we mentioned Webby around you and you ain't laughed. Like, you laugh at the mere mention of Webby.
Man, we had some nights, man.
Did you talk to him about it? Like, is his life different? What's going to happen now?
I don't know. Like, he really cool right now, you know. I just told him I saw him doing his work. And, you know, we ain't been delivered on each other or nothing like that.
Okay.
Is he really chilling? Like, he don't want to drink no more, smoke? What are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know. He been in right now. When he come out, you'll see.
Now, you said a lot of the music on Touchdown to Cause Hell is dark. Like, why is it dark? I mean, because you home, you free, you get
the
money.
It's the best time of your life ever.
It's like an in-between. Like, mm-hmm. it got dark music on there when I was going through my dark times. Mm-hmm. It got music on there that talk about how I'm living now, but it's not really on the balling tip.
Gotcha.
You know, it's mostly on a real life tip. You know, most of the songs are just reality, and it's just hard, man. You know, like, that hard music. It's that hard music that ain't been around so long. Just that, not even the trap music. Mm-hmm. It's just that hard music that make you sit down and listen to all the words. You know, bigger than just a song that got you doing this.
Got you.
It got you listening to what a vision of what I was going through. Mm-hmm. Or what somebody who listening to these words going through.
Do you keep in contact with people you were locked up with?
Yeah, I keep in contact with like 3 or 4 dudes. Mm-hmm. Like, real soldiers who was on my team, you know, I keep in touch with them, look out for them, you know, send them packages mm-hmm. whenever they need it, you know, like, that's what I'm here for, you know, to take care of dudes like that, and keep their hope alive of coming home.
Mm-hmm. Now, I read a line in XXL, you said your grandma said, with a lot of money comes a long line.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times you can't give people money, so what do you get them when you be like, man, you don't need no more money?
Most of the time, if it's family, you know, I don't really tell family no or nothing unless it's just outrage.
Mm.
You know, sometimes family might come at you and even lie about what they need the money. Just say you need some money.
Or.
You know, so basically with family, you know, it ain't much I'm eating, you know what I'm saying? But don't you, ain't just many outsiders gonna come at me wrong asking me for no money, no way.
Or.
So that's like out the picture. But as far as family, as far as dudes who come up under me and need something, you know, I'm going to help them if I can help them. And that's a part of God putting you in the position you're in.
Absolutely.
Now, when I was up at Atlantic, man, and they were saying that Yeah, we love the mixtape, but Boosie, we wanted Boosie to have a single. What kind of records they trying to get you to make?
I don't know. I just don't make records like that. Yeah. Like I like them. Like my music is, it's not all pop 100. You know, it's not all Wipe Me Down. That's what they get mixed up.
That's a reference point. Wipe Me Down.
You know. Yeah. It was records that had to be made for me to get that notoriety worldwide and things like that. Mm-hmm. But that's not what my music is known for. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm known to make music on my conscience. I'm known to make music on what's going on in reality. Mm-hmm. You know, even in my reality, I'm known to make music like that. I'm not known to do what's expected. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how that might sound, but I'm not known to do what's expected.
Is there anything that you didn't realize you missed so much, man? Now, I ain't talking about like your family and I'm talking about like this. Something you was like, damn, I really missed that when I was that.
I miss like barbecues and just getting loaded at barbecues and and just being around people that I could trust and shit like that. Like we run like a mile, man. We run close, like all our kids, friends. You know, we go to all our parties, and that's what I really miss the most. Just being around people who got love for you, you know. Right.
Now you keep talking about being loaded. I thought you was on.
No, I say when we used to get loaded.
Oh, all right. Okay. Yeah. I'm just making sure. I'm looking out for
him.
It's plenty people that love
here. Loaded, hella loaded.
It's plenty people that love here and got arrested. I'm just trying to make sure. I'm looking out for you.
Now you dropped a little off the name. Now why? Because I mean we've known you for.
Oh, I just got tired of damn people seeing me. Lil Boosie, hell nah, ain't Boosie badass nah. Hell, ain't nothing to live about me. Like, my life a big ass life of all kind of crazy, big problems. What a 7-year-old, Lil Boosie. No, man, call me Boosie badass from now on, man. So I just wanted it off. I said that in jail. Mm-hmm. Come up to me, Lil Boosie. Don't call me no Lil Boosie.
You're gonna get mad at him for that. You're mad at him for that. I know.
Nah, bro, but this is supposed to be
you're
a
grown.
Street dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, like it's okay if a kid see me and say Lil Boost.
Right.
But man, you like a grown ass dude who know me in the street, dog. Why would you acting like a groupie? Like Lil Boosie, like you know me.
So what you want him to call you? Just Boosie?
Boosie. Call me my last name. Call me something that they call me in the street.
Yeah.
You know, you know me. Don't Lil Boosie.
But in your
Oh, so now you're okay.
In his defense, that was your rap name.
That was your name.
Yeah, yeah, goddamn, yeah. Boosie. That was your name. In his defense.
It was driving me, man.
Now you were also dating Deion Sanders' daughter. Are you guys still together?
No, we're not dating anymore.
But you were, okay.
Yeah, we were dating.
That was a lot of pressure on her because I know the other women were kind of not too happy about it.
Yeah, of course. Like, I came out hot turkey, man. You know, everybody wanted
to
dip in my salad, baby. So, you know, but we just ain't make it. Hopefully one day we can reconcile, but we just ain't make it. It was going good at first, but.
You were too all over the place, you think?
You just came home.
Nah, like at first, like she was like we was running tight. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess it just I don't know, I just wanted to spread my wings a little bit.
Okay, you wanted to sow your royal oats.
Right.
You got catfish yet?
No, I ain't get catfish yet. my boys done got catfish.
They have.
They done been catfished a couple of times.
Damn it, man.
So how does somebody get at Boosie on Instagram and Twitter? How do these ladies get at you? They just
most of them DM me. Mm-hmm. Like I get crazy DMs. Like I'm the DM king. Don't let me be coming to the city in a couple of days. I just got a whole spread of what I can look at, but most of them.
And then you make them send more pictures, or you make a little FaceTime conversation. How does
FaceTime, baby. Mm-hmm. You just can't run from FaceTime.
That's how you avoid getting catfish.
I exactly.
You can't
agree
run
with
from FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
You put that. Where you at, baby? I'm just riding through the. You call her, she in the shop. She a liar. She said she was on the interstate. FaceTime show you everything.
You ever FaceTime somebody and they look terrible? And then you got to be like,
yeah,
I gotta
like
go.
The first couple times if I'm talking to a girl, I call her like 8 in the morning.
Right, see what you look like.
The next week, And most of them won't answer, you hear me?
Right.
So they be having to get theyself together. I feel comfortable, I guess, around me before they can show theyself like that.
So now you got to let everybody know you just single. Don't even try to lock it down because I'm, you know.
Yeah, I'm dating. I got friends.
Okay,
man,
several.
It's going to be girls that they want that frozen sperm. Yeah. That should be part of your marketing campaign for the...
Who wants this frozen sperm?
Give away the frozen sperm?
Yes. You got
a call. We should do a contest.
I'm looking, though, because I'm tired of, like...
Hoeing?
No, not hoeing. I'm tired. No, I'm tired of, like, you know, I don't have no woman to clean up for me and cook for me.
Man, Booth, if you don't stop running I'm that
used
game,
to that.
That sounds like a nanny.
No, I'm used to that, though. Like, before I went to jail, I was in, a relationship, and I was used to, you know, I get sick of woman there for me, like, cooking for me and running my...
You can hire an au pair.
Well, why didn't you get back with her
I
when
do
you...
have a maid.
Okay.
But it's different,
you
man.
You want to cook with love.
Yeah, nowadays, like, it's though. Different. Like, right. If you ain't got a woman there...
You want her to cook naked or something, and then...
Is she a hot maid?
Like, no, my woman used to cook naked with heels on. Like, right. that's turn on for me. Like, naked with heels on.
So why did you, when you got out of jail, why didn't you stay with who you was with while you was locked up?
It went bad. It went bad with legal situations. I don't want to get into it.
Oh, okay.
It went kind of bad, so I just, sometimes I miss the old lady thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I don't see how nobody can say they don't miss it who had it.
Right.
Like, sometimes you miss that, and a lot of times you don't.
Why you just don't fuck the maid?
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he is. Hell,
you don't want to mix business with pleasure, you know.
Nah.
She might do a terrible job.
Like that,
she might do a bad job cleaning if he does a bad job.
Yeah,
she's a real maid.
I got three real maids. Like, real maids. 5'6". Yeah. And I got real maids.
You got the clothing line Jewel House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got the clothing line. City Gear just bought a big old percentage out of it, so that's going to be a plus because... they got all the stores to sell it. So we did real good the first 10 months. And just going to keep on working, man. Just keep expanding my brand, bro. Boosie doing a little better now, you know?
And what's the craziest thing a fan has done? We've seen a video of a fan jumping on stage and your security handling him.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing a fan has done to you?
Oh, a fan saw me and just got to screaming, Jesus. It's him, Jesus. He back.
Did you thought he was saying Jeezy at first?
No. Like, she was grabbing us like, it's Jesus. Jesus is back. He back, girl. He back. So that was crazy. Then they got this other video I got. Man, it's crazy. I'm going to send it to y'all. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it to y'all first.
Okay, the world thought. Did you tell your security after you saw what happened to Plies? You said, hey, look now. Don't let that happen to me.
Man, matter of fact, bro, I got mad when I saw it. Mm. We was coming from a concert, and they showed me that shit. Like, I got pissed off at his security. Like, how the hell you let a dude get on side of a dude like that? Like, where's his security?
Or
there's no, they fired. Get the fuck on. You might get pistol whooped. I'm finna make you look like the clown.
Word.
You finna, like, you protect me. That's what I pay you for, to protect me. I don't know what happened as far as the situation, but I was pissed off at the security.
Do you let people come on stage, though?
Hell no. Like,
before not, that? Or did you?
You're not even finna get close to me like that.
Yeah.
Entertain them, man. How can you let somebody get that close to you like
Have you had any close encounters since you've been home?
I done had dudes like throw towels at me from a distance or whatever, but...
Nobody got that close
certain to you can play it off to where people don't even see it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But as far as people coming close to me, one guy tried to get my boy had punched him or whatever, but that's just normal stuff. Like, my dude's been around me since elementary school.
Right. So
they've been doing this.
So they know.
Yeah.
Does the camera phones and stuff scare you? Because I say, man, nowadays camera phones might scare me more than a gun, because sometimes you just be walking, somebody pulls something out, you don't know what they might try just to get a rep.
Nah, I'm like I don't focus on things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if trouble come to me, like, I address it. But I don't focus on nothing happening bad to me. You know, most fans come up to me, I dap them down. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I dap them down, hug them, and you know, I just interact with a lot of my fans, and, mm-hmm. and that's what make people love more than just your music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we doing. We charging, but we doing meet and greets every city, man. Right. So And that meet and greet mean a lot to somebody, man. You can come take a picture with them, talk to them for a few minutes, man.
But that's what Plies was trying to do.
You nah, I mean, greet don't happen on stage.
That wasn't no meet and greet.
No, I mean, greet happen after the concert or before the concert. Nah, but you know, I'm still riding with Plies, man. Shout out to Plies, man.
He was a good. He held you down. He ain't one of them guys giving you paperwork.
Nah, he was one of them guys who just did stuff out of his heart for me, man. Right. He made a song for me. One Christmas, he took like 5 bands down there to my mama. You know, so I don't care what's going on with a dude. I judge a dude from the heart.
Absolutely,
because they got got dudes who shoot people down all day and tell on you before a dude go to college would.
Absolutely.
You know, so I judge people on their actions.
Right. And the album comes out when?
May 26th.
May 26th.
We appreciate you joining us, Boosie Badass.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna call him Lil Boosie. I'll call
him Boosie Badass. Call me Boosie Badass. For real, man. I've been through too much to be called Lil Boosie.
It's the Breakfast Club. It's Boosie Badass.